Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. It was another busy week keeping up the trend of 2017. According to my count, last week was the busiest thus far for midstream earnings, with quite a few upstream reports as well. Along with that, we also had the sixth straight week of huge domestic crude inventory builds. Specifically, we are seeing high imports, which combined with seasonal refinery maintenance led to a build of 9.5 million barrels. While this sounds bearish, global inventories have been shrinking, supporting our view that domestic builds are transitory, and globally, the crude market is in a supply-demand deficit. In spite of all the data points, energy was range-bound. In fact, oil last week traded in the tightest band that it has going all the way back to January of 2004, trading in a $1.27 range. With that, MLPs were flat, while E&Ps and the S&P Energy Index each lost a little less than 2%. Given midstream's where the action was last week, let's go through our thoughts on TCA Holdings, who reported. DCP beat on OPEX and outlined a target of getting to 1.2 times distribution coverage in 2018 and resuming modest distribution growth. Noble Midstream put up an inline quarter, but more importantly, guided to a 20% organic distribution growth through 2020 with 1.3 times coverage. For EnLink, the story is all about volume ramp during 2017, driving them to reaffirm their 2017 EBITDA guidance. Targa had a strong quarter as expected, and Permian production growth is pushing their 2017 investment up to $700 million. Keyera's somewhat soft quarter was offset by $250 million of new investments driving future cash flow growth. Tallgrass was in line, but also put out very positive 2017 guidance with 20% distribution growth and 1.4 times coverage at the LP. Williams had a quiet quarter, with the big news being Q4 debt reduction of $1.2 billion, with $1.9 billion more planned in 2017. At Genesis, the delay in in-service and ramp on growth projects overshadowed an otherwise in-line quarter. Enbridge had a quiet update with all eyes on the partnership's pending strategy review following the puzzling update issued January 27th, which caused the units to tumble 30% since. Spectra quarterly results were fine, but their 2017 coverage guidance dropped from 1.2 times to 1.1 times. And finally, Inter Pipeline posted another solid result and added a new long-term contract with CNRL for its next oil sands project. There were quite a few upstream reports as well. Noble Energy had a nice quarter with production at the high end of guidance and cost below expectations. Diamondback continued its string of nice results with a quarterly beat and 2017 production growth targets of 65%. Devon's outlook was slightly higher due to a more aggressive rig ramp than previously planned. Laredo put up a nice result and increased their type curve 30%. Cimarex beat and provided 2017 CapEx guidance, which was up 50% year over year, driving 30% exit rate oil production growth and momentum going into 2018. Finally, I'll wrap it up with the news from last week. First, Noble Midstream and Plains announced a joint venture to acquire the Advantage crude oil pipeline in the Delaware Basin for $133 million. Next, MPLX and Enbridge announced that they've closed on their purchase of a 36.75% interest in the Bakken pipeline system for $2 billion. MPLX also announced they will purchase the Ozark pipeline from Enbridge Energy Partners for $220 million. Also, Columbia Pipeline announced receipt of unit holder approval to complete their purchase of Columbia Pipeline Partners. Last but not least, Sunoco Logistics received the Pennsylvania state approvals necessary to complete the Mariner East 2 pipeline project. With that, I'd like to close by wishing a happy birthday to a couple of my heroes, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.